Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Loyola Law Professor Dane Cialino, you've seen the charges the government has made against former parish councilman Chris Roberts. What do you think?
Well, it's a fairly typical but complicated indictment that lays out a fairly long-standing scheme to defraud the government and others, particularly with regard to tax evasion, where he allegedly consistently underreported substantial amounts of income and attempted to disguise the income from the government. These are obviously these wire fraud and tax evasion charges are quite serious. And he's got a lot of work ahead of him to either exonerate himself or get these resolved otherwise.
His attorney has mentioned how this doesn't have anything to do with his official duties as a councilman in Jefferson Parish, but as far as the law is concerned, that doesn't really matter, does it?
Well, that is certainly true enough. These aren't public corruption charges. These are more run-of-the-mill tax evasion and fraud charges. Even though he didn't commit these alleged crimes in his official capacity as a council person, he still faces substantial penalties for them, given the sheer dollar amounts involved. Under the federal sentencing guidelines, whatever sentence he would get if convicted is going to be based largely on the amount of monies involved in these schemes, and they're substantial. So. He faces a substantial possibility of real jail time.
In fact, that substantial possibility has been mentioned in some copy as 475 years if convicted of all counts. Now, he wouldn't actually be given those sentences back-to-back if convicted, would he?
No, that grossly overstates his possible exposure by way of a prison sentence. His sentence is going to be based on a guidelines computation that will depend largely on the amount of loss involved to the government, the amount of money he underreported on his taxes, and the amount of monies involved in the alleged wire frauds.
One of the things the government says he did with the money from the alleged wire fraud is bought a diamond engagement ring. Would he be forced to surrender that to the government?
Well, that was a $16,000 engagement ring that was allegedly bought with fraudulently obtained funds. That's something that potentially could be subject to forfeiture. But the government, in these sorts of indictments, typically will find some salacious fact that looks particularly egregious and add that transaction. But that transaction is just one of many. It was just added to the indictment, no doubt, for atmospherics.
All right. Thank you very much, Dane Cialino. I appreciate it.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during O' Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, oh.